Welcome to Everything is Messy, the podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm someone who loves to create content, products, and services to help others level up in business and in life. I even wrote a book about it, and now I have a store. Everything is Messy is a one-stop shop for women who want it and deserve it all. From personal development to productivity, podcasting and publishing, small business strategies to entrepreneurship, and so much more. Tune in every week to enjoy this one-of-a-kind podcast experience and hear fun, fearless, and focused conversations from myself and my incredible guests, from trending topics to stories of resilience and all things business. And let's not forget about a few of my favorites: mindset, healthy recipes, and organizing tips. These episodes are created to get you to where you want to be right now. The purpose of the show is to motivate you, inspire you, and prove to you that anything is possible if you just put in the work. So grab your favorite notebook and pen, because it's time to get organized and turn those dreams of yours into reality. I'm living proof that manifesting and visualizing and having a never give up attitude work. And now it's my job to help you achieve your goals by doing the same, or just to provide some laughs along the way. I'm so glad you are here. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello. Happy Friday. I have such an exciting announcement for you. The 2021 Everything is Messy Holiday Collection is officially live. I announced it to my newsletter list on Wednesday, which is the day my newsletters usually go out. So if you're not on my email list, head to my website and make sure you get on that, because I have a lot more holiday announcements coming your way. But the 2021 Everything is Messy Holiday Collection, I have been working on for months. Now, these products are perfect for yourself, for a little self-care, for a gift for yourself, for friends, for family, teachers, nurses, doctors. Maybe you have a book club white elephant. Maybe you're in corporate America and you're doing a gift swap. Honestly, they're for everybody. I created them this way, designed them this way. I've spent months on this project and I'm so excited to share that it is finally here. Now you're probably wondering, what is it? Well, I have it organized, per usual, you know, into three categories. So I have a kitchen collection, home decor, and some more clothing, some more merch. So I have black and white aprons, I have black and white pot holders, and they have cute little pockets and they hang. And then I created tempered glass cutting boards. There's a white and a black. And then there's the cutest little kitchen tea towels that hang. That's all for the kitchen. As far as the home decor goes, I have a black Sherpa fleece blanket, and it looks so nice, like spread over a couch. And then I have a white version as well with opposite lettering, and a white pillow and a black throw pillow. And they come with the actual pillow inside, so you can literally just put it together and throw it on your little sofa and Instagram it. It's so cute, and you can definitely wash it. And then I have some wall art, some canvas wall art, and it looks so cute in your office or your little she shed. And then as far as clothing goes, I designed a hoodie, and I couldn't decide if I wanted a zip up or a hoodie. And I love hoodies. And I was thinking with the Everything is Messy logo, it might get cut off in the zipper, and I really just didn't like the way that it looked. So I went ahead with a hoodie, and they're unisex, as well as my baseball three-quarter sleeve t-shirt. Now, previously, I launched the regular unisex jersey t-shirts. So these are the baseball, and they're so cute. And they come in a variety of colors, as well as the hoodie. There's so many color options. And speaking of color options, the knit beanies I have that are also unisex are so cute. And the color options are even better. So if you're interested and you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, whether it's for yourself or somebody that you know, head to everythingismessy.com right now. And as a special little treat for you, HOLIDAY20 is the code you're going to want to use at checkout. That will give you 20% off as well as free shipping. I don't know about you, but I hate to pay shipping. I just had to pay shipping on a friend's birthday gift, and I'm like, ugh, why? So I did free shipping. Now, if you listen to last week's episode, each week up until the end of the year, I'm going to be releasing two episodes, and that will put me at my 300th episode on January 1st. I have it marked. It's all over my calendars I'm staring at right now. And each episode, well, there'll be two, like I said, each week, and one of those will be designated towards small business owners because I want to share what they have going on. And everybody knows these cargo ships are holding a lot of things, and now a lot of small business owners and smaller offices are posting this whole information, like all everything about the shipping, right? So you need to support local. You need to support small, especially now more than ever. So make sure if you want to check out these products, you head to everythingismessy.com today and use the code HOLIDAY20 for mine. And then I am going to be releasing additional episodes every week just designated for small business owners. So if you're interested in sharing your story and the products that you have to sell, please visit the show notes for all the details. Now let's get into today's show. Okay, so today is Friday and it has been a crazy week. And now that I just sat down, which by the way took me like 7 minutes with my heating pad, I'm recording from bed, I'm not in my studio, and I totally forgot to shut my window. And there's a lot happening outside. So hopefully that won't distract you from this important message I have to share. Because there's nothing I've ever left and held back on this podcast since I started in 2016. So I think it's really important and crazy ironic, and the universe was sending me signals and I did not pay attention, that I just released an episode all about being burnt out. But really what was happening was my body was trying to tell me something and I wasn't paying attention. Now, I kind of want to kick my ass self in the ass because a lot of things happened to me this week, which I'm going to share. I was in the hospital. It was a nightmare. And I just lost my train of thought. Oh, if I had listened to my body, I don't think I would be in this worse off of a shape as I am now. So let me explain. So I put like a lot, and I'm like really upset with myself. Oh, I also left my email on. I am a hot mess today. Let me turn that off. So I was so tired the last couple of weeks and I felt like I was burnt out. But really what was happening was my body was trying to tell me something, like something is up. Last weekend, I got so sick. Last weekend, I thought I had COVID. I tested negative. I was fine. But then I had this back issue and I went to the chiropractor and I got adjusted and it made it worse, like 10 times worse. And it's just this one tiny little spot in my lower right back. And I'm like, what is going on with me? Like, I had like weird energy that I talked about on the last show. And I like redid my office. I have a stand-up desk. I just finally got my mat. I have to readjust right now. Oh my God, I'm in so much pain. I'm on a heating pad and everything. This is like, I should be filming this because, okay. So this is like, I should just document how I'll post it on my Instagram stories, my setup to record right now, because it's like ridiculous and I'm getting stuffed up again and I don't know what's going on, but I recorded this episode all about being burnt out as an entrepreneur and all the things I do to get like better energy. So I redid my office and I go outside and I get fresh air. Like, you need vitamin D, you need the sunshine, like all these little things, right? But they weren't working. And I'm like, that's not normal for me. And I always do listen to my body and I'm kicking myself in the ass because I know better. And I got a second chance in life and I'm like ruining it. Like, this is like my personal opinion and what I was thinking now, like a few days ago. And I'm like, how do I not know like when something is happening? I have a really high tolerance of pain just from everything I've gone through the last few years. Oh my God, I thought my mic just stopped. And then now it's like, I don't feel anything until it's really, really, really bad. So a couple days ago, I did like a 12 and a half hour day. I had so much to do in all areas of my life. And one of them was to launch my holiday collection that you just heard about. And I was determined to get it out for my newsletter crew, everybody who signed up to receive my emails, by Wednesday so I could release it to the rest of the world Monday, November 1st, which is my 1 year anniversary of the book. But after being in the hospital all day, which I'll get into, I was like, F this. So I announced it yesterday. Like, why am I waiting? Anyway, So after my 12 and a half hour day, I banged everything out. I felt so good, but I did that standing, sitting, working on my stomach. Like I could not be comfortable and not in pain. I just had to power through and I'm like, okay, if I can get this done tomorrow, I will go figure out my back. Like my back was so bad. And I wasn't sick anymore. So it's like I got this nasty flu for a couple days and then it disappeared. And so when things like that happen to me, that's my red flag. Like something is happening in my body. And so I finally went to the hospital on Wednesday. What day is today? Yeah, I was there Wednesday. I was there 7.5 hours. So my problems were my back. But then when I woke up, I'm swollen. Like, I look like I'm 8 months pregnant. And I'm like, what is going on? And then I realized, like, this has been happening for a while. And that's something else that I'm having an issue with is I black out when I'm in pain. Like, this has to do with my PTSD, and I'm working on this. But, and thank God for this medical product I'm creating because I should know better again. And this is the whole purpose of me sharing this on this episode is just listen to your body because I stopped for 1 minute and now I have all these issues. So I go to the hospital and there all day. I'm like, my stomach is swollen, everything. And so I end up getting an EKG, you know, like the usual. Then I had an x-ray. Then I had a CT scan. Then I had to get an IV because I had contrast. And I was in so much pain, but I just took an ibuprofen 800. And they're like, are you sure you don't want anything? Like, what's your pain level? I'm like, it's literally at a 9. It's getting worse. I'm like, I have to go home and work. I have to finish these projects. Like, I don't want to be doped up. And my hospital room was in the hallway, by the way, because the hospital was completely full. So the overload of patients were in the ER. And so my room was 41H, meaning 41 hallway. So I hung out with like all the nurses at the nurse station, like listening to all their stories, which was kind of entertaining as I was curled up in a ball or standing up or sitting down. Like I could not get comfortable. Finally, I took a Tylenol that they offered me, which by the way, I never knew that you could take Tylenol and ibuprofen together. So I learned that. So I had the IV for the contrast for the CT scan, and then I had an ultrasound. So I went in with back pain and then something was up with my stomach. And then what I left with was three things that I had no idea were in my body. So in the middle of the afternoon, I thought I was going to have emergency gallbladder removal surgery. And I was freaking the F out. And my friend was texting me and like trying to like calm me down because she has had it. And I'm like, I don't have recovery time right now. Like I was freaking out. And so they told me I had gallstones, I have an ovarian cyst, and I have this mass in my intestines that needs to come out like ASAP. So Monday, I'm meeting the specialist for my colonoscopy, and I've had 2 endoscopies. I know how those are done, but the colonoscopy I've never had done. But at least you're knocked out, and you're okay in like a week, I guess. But that has to happen like ASAP, because then the C word was brought up, and that's when I lost my mind. And I'm like, how am I in this position right now when I'm juicing and I'm eating healthy? But when I'm eating healthy, I'm also drinking a lot and then I'm having little treats. So it's like, I'm really not eating healthy. And it's just been a stressful couple of months, to be honest. Just like a lot of things I'm working on and like working through with my PTSD. And your body, I always say this, remembers the trauma. And whenever something is wrong with me, it always anniversaries something else. So I'm currently anniversarying my, I think I mentioned this on last week's show when I was doing my last chemo. And then this week was like, hopefully I'm getting my port out for good. And then I had my dental surgery where I had my implants because I had to have my whole mouth redone, not once, but twice because of all the drugs and the chemo I was on. And this is why I have PTSD. So when they're asking me at the hospital like a million questions, I literally can't answer them unless it's in my phone because they black it out. Like I forget. I have no memory. I literally this morning had to look why I was at the hospital last time, because they asked me about this Toradol I took. And, or maybe I mentioned it, and I was like, oh my God, that was awful. They gave me a shot. I said, that was worse than somebody trying to find a vein. It was awful. I hated it. I said, don't ever give me that. And they're like, well, why were you here? And I literally had to think about it. I'm like, oh my God, I don't remember. And this morning I literally looked up my chart, and it was because I had hurt my knee walking. My legs were like filled with fluid, and it was like this whole issue because I had been walking so much. And at the end of the day, I needed new sneakers. Like, why do I keep torturing my body? So anyway, I have to readjust my heating pad at this moment. That was Wednesday. So that's just like a little recap of my life. You know, I've never not shared anything on the show. And the point of me sharing, again, like I said earlier, is because you really need to listen to your body. And I am taking my own message to heart because I'm in rough shape right now. Mentally, physically, emotionally. Emotionally, I'm like a little bit better. Physically, yesterday I was okay. Like, I felt good. I took it easy. Today, I don't know what happened. Like, when things mess up your sleep, that's just not fun. And I can't sleep right. And I had my CBD oil on top of the ibuprofen and Tylenol. And I still woke up in pain, the sharp pain. So I know I'm going to have to get that procedure. And I have a feeling I'm also going to need the surgery. So I'm just taking everything a hell of a lot more seriously. Because just for me, like, this is how my mind works. Like, if I got another chance at life, like, why am I fucking it up? Like, this is how I feel. And I'm like, why am I eating fried food? Why am I drinking a bottle of wine a night? Like, why am I doing those things? So I'm not going to. I'm writing down every single day how I'm feeling and exactly what I'm eating. And when I say I'm going vegan, like, I'm going vegan. Like, no meat is going to be in my body, because a lot of gallstones are created from oils and honestly, like, a lot of meats, and it could be from other things, but like, just from research, I'm like, now is the time just to like cleanse my system, give it a good clean out. I'm not saying I'm not gonna have my delicious ground turkey burgers in the next couple of months, but like, I'm going to try to eat as clean as possible. I went to the store last night, I got all of my produce, I made a delicious veggie stir fry, and I went to all the healthy tortilla wraps that have to stay frozen that are vegan and gluten-free and all of that. And I take pictures so that I can make it myself, so I know there's not one extra thing in there. I had made lentil wraps a couple weeks ago and they were delicious. They are a lot of carbs though. And so I'm going to try to create some other kinds of wraps myself. After taking all my screenshots of the ingredients, I'm going to create my own little recipe for wraps, because I really like to have them when I have my veggie burgers. And what else? I just started making oat milk, which is so good. And it's so easy. Here come the long guys. Sorry. I cannot believe I forgot to shut my window before recording. And also, I'm only like half a iced coffee in. Let me take a sip, maybe, now that I'm talking about my oat milk. So I have oats that are gluten-free. They're instant. Now, here's the thing with the oat milk. You have to use non-instant, like regular oats, because it does make it a little slimy. I don't mind because it's going in my iced coffee anyway. But the taste, however, is delish. It's creamy. The almonds I have to soak overnight. The oats you just soak for 30 minutes. It's so simple. The recipes are on my TikTok and Instagram if you want to get them. But listening to my body, I'm really eating as clean as I possibly can. And I'm going to be sharing a hell of a lot more recipes on my TikTok, and then I'll repurpose it to my Instagram. But if we're not connected, you can find me. The link will be in the show notes. It's Kellyanne Gorman Official for both accounts. And I just want to make more healthy recipes. I'm actually going to try tofu later today for the first time. And the thing with eating clean and healthy, here's the thing. I've mentioned this a million times, even in my book. If you want to eat vegan and vegetarian and gluten-free and all of that, and you grab a snack from, like, say, Trader Joe's, if you turn that bag around, I would say at least 50% of the time, it has sunflower oil, which is canola oil. So you're putting bad oils in your body. So at the end of the day, that's not a good treat for you. You should just have air-popped popcorn. It's 10 times better. So I'm also trying not to eat any more corn, but I'm like, you know what? If I'm giving everything else up, I just want like a little snack. I'm just going to pop some kernels. And then I just spray them with avocado oil and pink Himalayan salt, and it's so good. But when it comes to sauces and dressings, like last night I made my veggie stir fry, which I'll share. And I do sesame oil, olive oil, orange, ginger, black sesame seeds. Like, I create my own sauce. So then when it comes to the tofu, which I really don't like to have soy, but I really want to try this tofu. It's like the extra firm one. And I wanted to have teriyaki. Do you know how much salt and shit is in those sauces? Like, I can't be putting that in my body. And so I dissected a couple labels, took a couple pictures, figured out like the flavors that I would need. And I'm going to make my own teriyaki today. I did get a coconut aminos sauce, which is fine because it's just salt and coconut and I think one other ingredient. But the salt in that is like insane. And now I have hiccups. I think it's 190 milligrams for one teaspoon. That's nuts. Like, I can't have that amount of salt in my body. No way. So I got it just to try. And then I'm going to recreate my own because tofu is supposed to taste like whatever you're cooking it with. So like, it's going to taste like teriyaki chicken if I use a teriyaki sauce. I haven't had it in years. I actually bought some, like a double protein one or something, maybe last year. I don't even remember. Maybe probably during the pandemic when I was like creating all these recipes for the book. And then I never ended up like using it for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm definitely going to do that today because I'm like craving it. So I'm having a lot of fruits and veggies, way more veggies than the fruit, and lots of detoxing soups and things to heal my gut. And I'm just like on a mission, like no more cheating, no more like bottles of wine, no more like I'm just gonna have a snack today or happy hour. Like, I told one of my friends, and like the only time I'm going out to eat is if it's sushi, because I only get veggie sushi. So then it would just be rice, seaweed, and the vegetables and ginger and wasabi. That's like seriously my favorite. Now I want that right now. Or like if you guys get wings, I'll have the celery and carrot sticks. Like, I'm not eating anything out. Well, obviously like salads and stuff, but then I only just get olive oil for the dressing. But like, why am I going to pay $20 for salad with no meat? Like, that to me is pointless. So I'm going to be making a lot of changes as I continue to listen to my body because I'm in rough shape. And this literally came out of nowhere. And just as I recorded that show last week about burnout, in reality, what was happening was my body was trying to tell me something and I totally avoided it. And so now here we are, but I still don't understand the back pain. So when I left the hospital, I have the gallbladder issue and then the mass that needs to come out of my body, the gallstones that need to come out of my body, and then this ovarian cyst, which I need to follow up on because I've already had 3 fibroid surgeries. Like, why is this happening to me? And then I get all fired up because this is why I move forward with my MedMal cases, because you never know what's going to happen after you're misdiagnosed and put on chemo and drugs. Like, that shit stays in your body forever. And so that could have caused it. So I don't know. That's just my 2 cents. But I really wanted to record this episode and just share like what's going on in my life and how I'm going to be making changes and why you're going to start seeing like a lot more food and delicious healthy recipes, especially for the holidays. I'm going to be working with some brands that I'll be sharing soon, creating healthy recipes. So stay tuned for that. But like, I really just want to have like delicious comfort food, but like healthy. I mean, who doesn't? This morning I was absolutely starving because last night my stomach hurt and I'm getting all these veggies at the store. I was so excited. I was going to come home and I was going to, you know, do my veggie stir fry and have dinner. But then I'm like, I'm not going to be eating till 8. And I'm trying really hard to not eat past 8. So I just had a protein shake. I had peanut butter. I always say peanut butter, but I have no salted crunchy almond butter, baking cocoa and banana in my vanilla vegan protein shake. And I put some almond milk. So it was heavier. And usually I just do water. And that was my dinner. So I woke up this morning and I was like starving. And I did end up preparing the veggie stir fry. And I didn't do the tofu. It was just too much because I really want to like take my time. And I was getting so tired. Like I didn't finish cooking till like 10 o'clock at night. And once I get into the store and I start like looking at bottles and creating recipes in my head, then I'm making notes on my phone. I was there like a good hour. Maybe even more. They're probably like, what is this girl doing here? Because I was like, there wasn't very many people there. So now this morning, I wake up starving. Oh, you guys have to try this oat milk. It is so good in my iced coffee. So much more creamier with flavor. I was starving. So this morning, I haven't had this meal in so long. Now, because I have the oats, I had my vanilla protein powder with the oats, and then I put in some pumpkin and nutmeg, and then I just put hot water, and it was so good. I'm going to be full for hours. Like, that is such a hearty breakfast. I usually just have green juice. That's it. Green juice. And now I'm adding chia seeds. So I'm being really strict with my recipes and meals. So I'm sticking to, like, green juice and then adding the chia seeds for the amino acids because I don't eat seafood. And then they also help keep you full. So if I'm just doing the juice, but this morning, like, I was so starving. So having that oatmeal, which I never ever have, was such a nice treat. And pumpkin anything is like my favorite, especially with nutmeg. So that was good. So hopefully I'll be, and plus I knew I needed to take an ibuprofen and Tylenol again, because like I said, I'm in rough shape. So I'm putting my hair up in a ponytail right now. Like you can see me, I'm all over the place. I'm so sorry. But the point of me sharing this once again is to please listen to your body, because I know better and now I'm going to do better. I just wasn't listening. I powered through like the happy workaholic that I am. And even the nurses were like, are you going to stop working while you're here? I'm like, no. I'm like, I just have such anxiety sitting here and I'm in the hallway. I'm so uncomfortable. Like I need projects. And so, here I am in bed in pain with my heating pad, my oat milk iced coffee. I'm going to take my Tylenol next and I'm going to power through my day and just be grateful that I'm not in the hospital, that this is all that I have to deal with. And that was my reality check and a big wake-up call for me. So if there are things lingering in your life or things that you're feeling and you're like, I don't have time, it's fine. Please, if you are here listening still, take this episode as a sign and go get it checked out. Or change the way you're eating, or change the habits, especially getting into the holiday season. We tend to do certain things. Like, I already started preparing, like, what I'm going to eat for the holidays. You know, I may not have turkey. And so, what am I going to have? Like, of course, my famous roasted veggies. But if I don't want gluten, then I'm going to have like, gluten-free stuffing. I might have to make my own. And a lot of the non-meat, like it's fake meat, but it's made with oils. So you really have to pay attention to the labels. If you don't understand what the word is and you can't read it, you probably shouldn't have it. Period. That's my new thing. Like I follow this woman on Instagram. Her handle is Wake Up and Read the Labels. I've learned so much from her about oils and foods. It's unreal. And she has courses and everything, and I haven't paid for them or anything. This is just from her free content on her Instagram. Excuse me. And what a difference. So go follow her if you have any question. Oh my God, I drank my coffee too fast. I feel like I'm so. Go follow her, because when it comes to kids' foods and kids' snacks, the amount of red dye that's in things, and that's linked to a lot of autism in children. I've done a lot of research on this. And it's just crazy. So that's where I get all my oil information from. So now I only have coconut, olive, or avocado. Like, that's it. And all the snacks I thought that I was eating, because they're vegan and gluten-free and whatever, like, they're filled with the sunflower oil or canola oil. So it's not good for you. Period. So don't eat it. So that's why I'm making all my own healthy things from now on. But pay attention to the meat the fake meat. One, it's filled with binders and oils, and also, what's the other thing? Soy. And even my cheese, my vegan Trader Joe's cheese, I just realized has canola oil. So I found one last night, but they didn't have mozzarella that didn't have the oil. So you just really need to pay attention to like what it is. Cause the burgers, which one is the red one with the beet powder? Impossible Burgers. Those are literally, it looks like a burger cause they use beet powder, but it's filled with oils. So wouldn't you rather have one of my delicious veggie burgers that actually has like 6 vegetables, if not more, in it with like healthy herbs and seasoning than oils? That's why I started creating those. In 2016, I started creating my veggie burgers because I would go to the freezer aisle and everything there was like chemicals and oils. I'm like, where are the vegetables in this vegetable burger? So I'm going to be a lot more strict with my eating, and I'm going to be sharing it all on the internet as usual. So I hope that if you're looking for new recipes, you will come follow me if we're not already connected. But also there are 20 in my book, which is 1 year old in just a couple days. Everything is messy. So they're all vegan, gluten-free, and each meal is under $20. So whether you're meal prepping it for yourself for the week or you're making it for your family for the night, is $20 and under. That part took me the longest. I think that the playing with the numbers to make sure it was budget-friendly took me longer than writing the actual book. I'm not even kidding. But there are 4 recipes for breakfast, 4 for lunch, 4 for dinner, 4 savory sides, and 4 sweet snacks. And then the Facebook group that I have, I'm not active in it, but it's just where I chose to house all the videos. You can go in there, become a member, I approve you, and then you can just type in, say, hummus or vegetable burgers, and then the video will pop up, and then I literally show you how to create it. Because sometimes you need a visual, because the recipes that are in the book are just listed out, like super simple. But I just wanted to share that, and how ironic that I'm like going hardcore with my vegan recipes again, literally anniversarying the date that my book came out. The world and the universe work in a crazy freaking way. This is my life. And if you've been listening for a while, you're like, yeah, that's definitely her life. This is the shit that always happens to her. And things happen to you for a reason. So on that note, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you go check out everythingismessy.com for the kitchen collection, the home decor, all the new clothing items. And be sure to enter holiday20 as your code at checkout. I put it in caps. I don't think that matters, but it's holiday20 at checkout for 20% off plus free shipping. And again, they make the perfect gifts for yourself, for coworkers, for White Elephant, corporate gift swaps, whatever the case may be. And that is my little life update, my wake-up call, reality check I wanted to share with you. If you're feeling weird, if you're feeling off, write it down, keep track of it, and make sure you get your body checked out if that's the case. I wanted to share this. It was really important for me to do so. A lot of people were asking because, of course, I posted a picture with an IV on my arm. You know, you're just so overwhelmed and emotional at the hospital. I don't even know why I did that, but now everybody's asking me if I'm okay. So yes, I am okay. And now I'm dealing with my consequences here, but I'm still going to power through, and I'm here if you ever need me. So that's it. That's all I have to share. Stay tuned for the next episode where I'm talking more about small businesses, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for tuning in to Everything is Messy, the podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard today, I would love to know. Just leave me a review on the app or website you're listening on. To learn more about myself, join the community, read my book, or shop the collection, visit everythingismessy.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up to receive my weekly newsletter so you get all my announcements first. For all the behind the scenes and day-to-day content, follow along on Instagram at Kellyanne Gorman Official and Everything is Messy Collection. Links are in the show notes. If you have a product, brand, story, or service service you would like to share, send me a message on everythingismessy.com today. As always, thanks for listening, sharing, and reviewing. It truly means the world to me. Wishing you a happy, healthy, positive, and productive day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Everything is Messy is produced and syndicated under A Million Dreams Publishing. For more information on how you can launch your own book, podcast, or digital series, visit amilliondreamspublishing.com.